Did you follow the reading here as Thomas was going through Psalms 40, the first few verses? The first verse says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. This week I've been looking up references in Scripture that use the word patience, and looked up several other related phrases that have to do with that same idea. And I'm convinced of something. I'm convinced that not all of you are patient. And I'm convinced that it's very important in spiritual growth to be a patient person. I know there are times when it is okay to be angry and sin not. I know there are times when a person must be in a hurry. I know those things. But there's also a priority in Scripture given to the fact that godly people must be patient. It's not an option. It's not one of those things that we just think we will have it on occasion as needed. God wants you to be patient at all times and in all circumstances. David says here, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. Now, there are two kinds of patience, and I would just like to put a little bit of Stoverism in here. One definition of patience is exactly this. It is a spiritual meaning that we wait on God, we trust in God, that whatever comes our direction, we are willing to say, I believe God's people are going to win, and all of that falls into that area and that classification of spiritual patience. But there's another classification, and I just simply call that life situation. 2 weeks ago, I was coming up Highway 225, and there was no one behind me and no driver in front of me. And I saw this car coming out of a road, and it stopped probably, I don't know, 200-300 feet in front of me. Now, remember, there's no one behind me, and I'm not driving a large semi that goes slow or slowly. And that driver pulled right out in front of me. You ever had that happen? I wonder why people do that. Do they not see you? Or are they just in a hurry and they want to get on out of the way? People are impatient today. They are not patient. I find myself a little bit that way when I go grocery shopping, or if I go to Walmart and there's about 15 people in line and only two cashiers, Mary, and I'm thinking, surely they can afford to hire someone else to work. The point I'm making is that all of us have some of this impatience, but we need to become more patient spiritually and also with life situations. I think it's important because the Bible says that it is important to be patient. Would you turn with me over here to the book of Romans, chapter 12? There are probably some of you who think you are patient, but if you ask your wife or your spouse or your children, you could really get the truth. Are you patient in spiritual matters and in life situations? Romans chapter 12, Listen to this. And there's a long list here, and I won't read these, but maybe we could kind of begin at verse 10. He says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, and patient in tribulation, and continuing steadfastly in prayer." The Bible mentions it over and over that godly people should be a patient people. If your Bible has a marginal reference, it will probably take you to Galatians chapter 5. Would you turn there with me? Is there anyone here who would like to be more patient? Well, God will help you. Whether it's in a spiritual sense or whether it is in a life situation. You do not inherit being impatient. Now, there might be some predisposition genetically to some things, but most patience, I believe, is something that we cultivate and we develop those characteristics. Now, it can be taught to us, and it can be passed down generationally by example. I've been told more than once this good old Southern phrase, "Well, you take after." You ever heard that? I go to family reunions, and they say, "Wendell, the older you get, the more you look like your daddy." I wish it was the other way around because my mother was a beautiful lady. I look like my daddy, but I take after my mother. She was more passive and more quiet and much more patient than daddy was. I don't know how daddy would even feel about this type of sermon today because he wasn't that patient. And I think I've described to you before when I was living at home, there was one way of doing things, not two, and it was always daddy's way. And it was either his way or no way. So I didn't really have a lot of exposure on the masculine side toward being patient. Here in Galatians, though, Scripture places this for all Christians, male and female. Galatians chapter 5, are you there with me? Galatians chapter 5. Here again is a long list of fruits of the Spirit. But he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." The Seventh-day Adventist Bible commentary says that if you do not have each one of those fruits of the Spirit, then you do not have the fruits of the Spirit. And one of those is long-suffering. And guess what the meaning of long-suffering is? It means patience. It means a steadfast endurance. The Bible says it's important to be patient, and you have no right to just break in on occasion and say, "I'm going to get mad and angry, or I'm going to spout off, I'm going to speak too quickly." That's not really, really pleasing to God. Hey, here's another place. This great love chapter. 1 Corinthians, what's the chapter? 1 Corinthians 13. First Corinthians chapter 13. beginning with verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. And it thinks no evil. You know, I've watched people with kids at church for many years. And being a parent myself, I know how difficult it is to keep kids quiet in church. And sometimes the adults forget that children multitask all the time. They can be crawling underneath the pews and still be listening to what I say up here. I think I told you I was preaching once, and I asked there was a little boy crawling underneath the pews on the right side, and his mother and daddy had gotten him up and taken him out, brought him back, but he was underneath the pew. And I was asking the question to some more children there, what is my name? And this little kid, just out of the bottom of the underneath the pew, he says, it's Window. Children in church that cut up a little bit don't bother me that much. But I have heard, now not here, so everybody can rest. It's not here. I have heard parents out in the hallway with their children being very impatient. And I'm exaggerating a little bit here, but this is inappropriate. I'm going to slap you if you don't shut up. Now, some children, that may be the only language they understand. But I also read in Scripture where it says that a soft answer does something else. Turns away wrath. Each one of us here really should be an example to all the children that attend this worship service. And isn't it nice and special to see the front pew filled with kids? If the Lord doesn't come, they're the ones going to be running the church. Can you imagine what it will be like when they are in charge? That's all I want to say. But patience is a wonderful virtue. Scripture declares that it is a fruit of the Spirit, and we need to be more patient. 1 Corinthians 5 says that we should be patient to all men. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says that there are those we should be included as well who are waiting patiently for Christ to come. James 5:7-8 speaks about how that we should be patient waiting for the coming of the Lord. That's the spiritual side of being patient. As David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto mine ear, and he heard my cry. It really should be a balance in our life, just how patient that we are. I would hope that if we are growing to be patient on the spiritual side, we would also be growing to be patient on the life situation side. Turn with me to Revelation. There is so much about patience in Scripture, it has been difficult to just leave out so many wonderful texts. And the word patience is translated from different Greek words that really have different meanings in their context. Right here's a really good text for us. In Revelation 14 and verse 12. You know, people can get upset over a lot of things. If you're on Facebook last week and this week, there was a lot on there about a dentist going to Zimbabwe and killing a trophy lion. How many of you saw that? The lion had a name, Cecil. And so I suppose there was a lot of kickback for this trophy hunter killing that particular lion. And people became angry and had a lot to say about it. But I was also reading at the same time, in this country, each day there are 23 veterans that commit suicide. Interesting where people put their mind and energy. I think it would be a far greater blessing and benefit to our society and our culture, to our country, to try to do more towards those men who are taking their lives each week. I don't know, just something that comes to my mind. Revelation 14 and verse 12. Here is the what? Here is the patience of the saints. Is this a spiritual patience or is this a life situation patience? Let's look at it. Here at the end of time are the people of God. And he's going to describe those people. Here are they who keep the commandments of God and the faith or the testimony of Jesus. This is both spiritual and a life situation. He's describing those people who claim to be the remnant of God at the end of time. And he says, you will know them. The word patience there really, it includes calmness. It shadows that, certainly. But it includes a clinging to and a forbearance toward and a long suffering toward the worldwide but very distinctive goal of clinging and hanging on to that which God has declared is important. There's two things, the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is the great example of all time. For someone who's patient, you will never find a greater example than what you find in Christ Jesus. He was patient as David in his life record would sometime not be so good. And as Tim often says in prayer meeting, the Bible tells a story of both good and bad in people. And you have a life's record that's being taken of both good and bad. But praise God, we can choose today. We can choose today to be more patient and grow to be more like Jesus Christ. Patience is a wonderful virtue. And it's required. It's not just an option. Can I close by telling you an illustration that I've given here before, but it's very meaningful. Over 40 years ago, this happened to me in Ootowa, Tennessee. There's still a convenience store on the right. I think it was Golden Gallon, and I think now it's a Kangaroo Station. Coming out of Collegedale, going to Ooltewah, when you came to the main intersection there at Cleveland Highway. Any of you know where I'm speaking? It was immediately on the corner on the right. The gas pumps used to face Ooltewah-Ringgold Highway. And I was in a car that needed fuel, and we pulled over there. I was in the passenger side. Do you remember me telling you this story? Good. And someone ahead of us had already purchased gas and gone inside to pay. And we sat there and waited and waited. And so the driver of the car that I was in began to blow the horn. And we waited some more. No one came. And the driver of the car that I was in began to shout, "Hurry up! What's wrong with you? We are in a hurry." I'm sitting on the passenger side. I see the movement to my right as the glass door slowly opens, and this dear man with crutches under each arm, with braces on each of his legs, it's all he can do to maneuver to walk. And I'm looking eyeball to eyeball with that man. And I wanted to hide. I'm not a good lip reader, but I could read his words. "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And as he made his way over to the car in front of us, a conviction from God Himself came to me. I need to work on my patience. Will you join me in that commitment to God today?